بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلهاً واحداً أحداً فرداً صمداً قيوماً، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له ولياً مرشداً. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمداً عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله وإماء الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير، لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم، والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This is one of the most powerful verses in the Holy Quran. In chapter 57, and the name of the chapter is very mighty and powerful, Al-Hadid, the iron. This brief verse contains many deep and meaningful concepts. I'm going to go through some of them in the first session, and the others I will discuss them in the second sermon and second session, inshallah. Number one, there is nothing in this universe called coincidence or accident. Sometimes we refer to certain things that happens to us unexpectedly. We say this is an accident. Coincidence. I met him. Coincidence. In the market in Istanbul, I was walking in the street. I met him there. Coincidence. Someone came to me, he said, my birth was coincidence. My mother tells me that my birth was not planned. I didn't know about it until I was pregnant for 3 months with you. I said, to your mother it was not planned, but to someone else it was planned. It's not a coincidence. Nothing in this universe is coincidence. God says in this universe, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything that takes place in this entire universe, whether in the earth, to the world of nature, or to the humans, عنده بمقدار. It comes with planning, with design, with decree, divine decree, and with measurement, with calculation. وكل شيء عنده بمقدار ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. Anything, whether moist or dry, save it recorded in a clear book, في كتاب مبين. So nothing is coincidence, my friends. Everything has been planned. This is one lesson we learn from this verse. The second concept in this verse, everything that takes place in this universe, God is aware about it. He's fully aware about it. He has knowledge and he has control over it. Sometimes you have knowledge, but you don't have control. God has knowledge. God is omniscient. Kulliyul ilm. His perception, his knowledge encompasses everything in this universe. From the beginning and before the beginning till the end and after the end. And also he has control over it. He has control over everything that takes place in this universe. وَعِنْدَهُ, don't we read in chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. It is only he who has the keys to the unseen. The keys, مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. No one knows about them except him. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows what happens in land and at sea. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. No leaf falls anywhere in this universe, but he has knowledge and details of it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. No small grain that recesses in the darkness of the earth, but he knows about it. وَلَا رَطْبٍ, and nothing moist or dry, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. So he knows. Sometimes when we go through calamities, tragedies, pain, some people wonder, does God know about this? Does he really know about my suffering? About the suffering of this family, the suffering of this nation, this community? Does he know about it? Definitely he knows. God knows, and God has control over it. Which takes me to the third point here. And that is a very intricate and delicate and complicated concept. And that is the concept of predestination or free will. People ask today, does God know about these tragedies? And he allowed them to happen? He allowed those people, poor people, to perish, to die of hunger, starvation, diseases, flood, this and that. Is this what he plans for me? This is a concept of predestination and free will. Where do we stand? There are two major schools. One school emphasizes predestination, that you have no role, you have no say. You are a machine. You have to follow the orders. And God has a predestined upon you either to be happy and then you receive salvation and success, or failure and damnation on the day of judgment. You have no choice, which we disagree, profoundly disagree with this argument. On the other hand, others came up with this idea of a free will. Listen, God just created you. He sent you to the earth. He does not interfere in your life. If you are successful, it's only because of you. If you are failing, also because of you only. Don't blame it on God. This is also not right. Not right. Many people tried to be successful, they could not. For some reasons. Many people, they wanted to fail, but they didn't fail. This means that we do not have complete free will. Our ideology, our doctrine, our imams, the school of Ahlul Bayt, speaks about a mixture of both. A mixture of both. وَإِنَّمَا أَمْرٌ بَيْنَ أَمْرٍ. Part of my life is being predestined, chosen for me, planned for me, I have no control over it. The other part, I have control over it. This is why we have Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. If I am predestined, then what is the value of the night of destiny? What's the value of it? Why should we worship? Why should we petition to God? Why should we ask Him if you're already predestined? God says, no, I left some room for you to decide, for you to choose, for your role, your participation, your intention. Sometimes I give you because of only intention, even before you begin the journey, begin working, just because you have this intention in your mind that I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to transform myself. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to grant you. I'm going to give you. So that is the third concept in this verse. This verse says, "Ma asaba min musibatin." Let me translate this verse. Powerful verse. No misfortune, calamity, or tragedy befalls the earth, which is natural disasters, or befall yourselves, you the people. "Ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wala fi anfusikum." Whether it happens to the earth, to the nature, to the land, to the sea, to the mountains, or to your own selves. Illa fi kitabin, save that is in a book. Illa fi kitab, recorded. It's in a document. Recorded when? Do you know when? Min qabli an nabra'aha, before we create this universe. Al bar huwa al khalq. Bar means creation. Before we created this universe, we decided certain things that will happen. They will happen. Nothing can stop them from happening. Some of these things are good. Some of them are not good. It will happen. Some of these misfortunes. من قبل أن نبرأها. من قبل أن نبرأها. Before you come into existence, into creation. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Some people wonder, can he really interfere in our life and decide everything for us? God says, إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. This is so easy for God to do this, to plan for your life. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Now, there are two types of misfortunes that befall the earth or us. Two types. One of them is a result of our deeds, and that is mentioned in the Quran. God says in Surah Ash-Shura, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Some of these misfortunes, tragedies, loss that happens, that takes place in your family, to your business, to your health, to your children, to your country, it's because of what you have earned, what your hands have earned. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And he forgives the majority of them. He forgives. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. These are because of our sins. Every sin has a price in the market, my friends. Every piece of sin, every act of sin has certain penalty in the market. We have to pay this penalty in this life before the hereafter, in this life. We see it as a result. Sometimes it's an expiation, kafara. Kafara for our sins. God wants to refine us. He wants to refine us before we leave. So we have to pay the price. So sometimes it is because of this, because of what you did. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. But other misfortunes has nothing to do with our deeds. It has to happen. It is bound to happen. It has been predestined. I have no role in it. I have no say in it. These things happen to communities, to countries, to societies, to families, to individuals. God says, I want this to happen. This is my design. This is my choice. This is my divine decree. And these misfortunes should not be perceived always as being something evil or bad. Because sometimes some of these misfortunes there is a lot of goodness that comes out of it. A lot of goodness. And it is necessary for our spiritual refinement, spiritual growth, spiritual purification. If we deal with these misfortunes with patience and acceptance, we're going to grow. We're going to win. We're going to benefit. We're not going to lose. One of the best du'as narrated by Imam Zainul Abidin. Allahumma ij'al nafsi mutma'innatan biqadarik. Mutma'inna, tma'inan. I have tranquility. With your divine decree, whatever you choose for me, I accept it. Acceptance. Mutma'innatan biqadarik. Radiyatan biqada'ik. Radiya, satisfied in what you choose for me. Make my soul accepting to what you choose for me, because I know what you choose for me. At the end, it might seem bad, but at the end, it's good for me. It is good for my spiritual growth if I deal with it with patience. مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك. So the second type of misfortunes happen not because we did something bad, but because this is the design of the universe. This is the plan of God. God wants us to go through refinement. If these do not happen, we are not refined. We are not purified. We are not tested. When Imam Zainul Abidin stood in the courtyard of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, Yazid looked at him and he said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name, Ali ibn al-Husayn." He said, "But I thought Ali was killed in Karbala." He said, "That was my older brother, Aliyul Akbar." Then he said to him, "Look what happened to your father and your brothers. God gave them what they deserve, the retribution of God, because of their sins." He was telling Imam Zain al-Abidin. And he read this verse, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, reading this verse before Imam Zain al-Abidin. He said to him, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. The tragedy that befalls your father and your family in Karbala, it's because of his sins, the sins of your father, Imam Hussein. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, "No, Ya Yazid, you are wrong. You are wrong." He read this verse for him, this verse in Surah Al-Hadid. مَا أَصَابَ مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. This is not because my father was a sinner. No. This is the plan of God. God wants my father to die in Karbala, because there is a lot of goodness. The results are huge. So my father has to pay his life with his soul, with his blood, with his family, with his children, with his companions. God planned that for him. God planned that for him so he can bring about freedom and dignity for Islam. And this is what we see today after 1400 years. People die and they are forgotten. But a few are not forgotten. People remember them. Despite the danger, people take the time, the effort, sacrifice to go and visit them. So Imam Zain al-Abidin said to him, "No, this misfortune that you call it a retribution is not a misfortune. This is a victory. This is a victory." مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.